This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So practice today was better for the Dolphins. Everybody was, wailing and gnashing yesterday that was going to be what the season looked like. And seems like it may have looked better today.
Yeah, so I wasn't there yesterday. I got in last night. But everyone I talked to today, whether it's players or just reporters around, everyone said that it looked much better. And then today, I mean, just watching the practice, it just looked like the normal practice. Now, the Lions have big play wide receivers. Those guys did what you'd expect. To do, like Jameson Williams, he caught a deep ball on Miami today, but Miami without, Tyreek Hill still made some plays offensively, but there was a lot of energy. It just looked a little bit more competitive. I think you could still see the Lions, maybe the better team still, but they're also, I think, a little bit more healthy now. You know, Jalen Phillips isn't out there. Tyreek Hill isn't out there. Zach Sealer wasn't doing much today. So, if you're a Dolphins fan, I think today definitely probably calmed your nerves a little bit about this team.
Hey, you mentioned Kunio Tyreek Hill, and last year he was obviously banged up. And look, to his credit, he tried to play through it last year up until the last game where he flat out quit on the team. But is any part of you a little worried? And I get it, it's training camp. Like, he doesn't need to be out there right now. But is any part of you a little worried that the Dolphins are going to have to try – to win games this season without Tyreek Hill at all throughout the season? Like, any part of you concerned that at this point his body just can't hold up for a 17-game season?
I'm not worried yet. Mike McDaniel mentioned it in his press conference with us this morning that they don't want to put him out there because they don't want to risk anything long-term. But if you still look at the amount of time between today and the start of the season, there's still, man, it's virtually a month still, right? Because you got the next 2 weeks – you have that bye week in between the preseason, the regular season, and then obviously another 7 days before the season starts. So I'm not worried about it yet. And McDaniel keeps telling us that, like, if you let Tyreek go practice, he'd go practice, right? And so that, to me, that probably calms some of the worry there a little bit. I'm not worried about it yet. Doesn't mean it can't turn into something, but as of now, I'm not worried.
I read something earlier in the show. Mark Kelly had tweeted out that it feels like Dolphins fans are rooting against this team more than he can recall. And I kind of have the same feeling. Omar's tweet, the beginning of it was, I've covered the Dolphins for 18 years. Not even in the tank for Tua season have I seen this fan base actively rooting against their team like this year. And I do get that kind of feel. You know, I almost felt like a lot of Dolphins fans were reveling in a terrible practice yesterday because they want to do the "see, I told you so," and they want to be rid of Greer and McDaniel. And I don't know, it seems weird to me. And I maintain, I say this, I feel like a broken record, but I think people are sleeping on just how talented this team is.
Let me say this, and yeah, I should have mentioned this off the top when you asked about today's practice. You go back to the Bears practice a week ago, and they had like five turnovers in that practice. And then the first team goes out there and marches down the field in the first series, 15 plays. You know, they don't punch it in, but they were making a concerted effort of trying to run the ball there. They weren't throwing. Like, it wasn't like you can make for reasons why they didn't score on that possession. So some of that also, I think, you take with a grain of salt. But what I think it is with Dolphin fans is that it feels like purgatory, right? Because you're like in that 7 to 10 win range for such a long time. And even when you sneak into the playoffs, you lose in the first round. And so that's why I think Dolphin fans are, it's just more frustration last year. I thought last season was maybe the most constipated ever felt just because of Tua in and out of the lineup, and they still won 8 games, right? So I think that's the frustration. It's like, be one or be the other, and the middle ground is maybe the worst place to be.
But do you think this year, Mike, they have the opportunity, in other words, what they're banking on is that everything is going to break their way this season, right? Like, last year, obviously, things did not break the Dolphins' way. In 2023, as great as they were, they had a 3-game lead in the division with 5 weeks left to go, and they weren't able to do it. Well, they would probably argue, and I think it's fair, injuries didn't break their way. And last year, kind of the same thing with Tua and with other position players as well. Are they basically banking on the fact that this year things are going to break their way and, you know, potentially be a little bit luckier when it comes to injuries, even though it hasn't started off great?
Well, you can't bank on the breaks going your way, because that's rolling a big dice. But what I think you do look at is you hope you're doing enough to combat those injuries if and when they happen. And so I'll look at the front seven. And I, like, today, one of the best plays I think I saw was Zeke Biggers and Jordan Phillips just completely maul the right side of the Lions line. And then Willie Gay Jr. comes in for a tackle on the running back. Like, so I look at that and I go, okay, there's some young depth here. And you're like, okay, like, God forbid there's a big injury. You hope there's depth behind some of these marquee positions. So I look at the front seven and I think, okay, they're pretty deep. The linebacker core is pretty deep. Obviously, corners are a little thin. Wide receiver, after your top two guys, probably a little thin, although I think Malik Washington is making big strides, and I love his game. I think he's going to be really good in this offense for the next few years. That to me, is where it's at. If someone on the offensive line goes down, how big's the drop-off? You can't count on the breaks going your way. You have to fight that, and you fight that in the NFL with depth. And so that's where you think you got to look, I think, at each position group and just hope you have the depth to sustain that. Because it's the NFL, people are going to get hurt. But at the top end talent level for this team, I think me and Hawk are the only ones who are saying, I think this team is better than what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah, it's a weird vibe to me that I'm getting, because if you do look at the roster, there's talent on this roster. I don't know what goes on with Tua. I don't know why the narrative on Tua. I get it, because he's got a propensity for injury. But 2 seasons ago, he didn't miss a single game, which is so rare for a starting quarterback in the NFL. But we had asked several people this week and last. I can't remember who brought it up, but it was, would you take Mike Vrabel and Drake May or Mike McDaniel and Tua? And to a man, everyone says Vrabel and Drake May. And I'm like, I don't get that. Because Tua, to me, when he's zinging, man, he is as good and accurate as you see out there. You haven't seen anything from Drake May yet. And I understand Mike Vrabel's a better head coach. Although I will tell you this. I don't know if you saw Ben Volen tweet out. I retweeted it, Mike. To me, this is the worst answer that any head coach has ever given in the history of sport. Mike Vrabel said today the only birthday cake he would eat is carrot cake.
Oh, Vrabes. I love that guy. That's
what?
Good. A little carrot cake and a black coffee? We're having time of our lives.
I don't mind carrot cake. Cuño, I don't mind carrot cake. Not for a birthday.
Oh,
a birthday?
Yeah.
Like,
why not?
Carrot cake. Because carrot cake is like, that's a classy dessert. I'm sitting with a friend, having
a
cup
guy.
Of coffee. I'm not doing a birthday party that ends in a carrot cake. There's no celebration. that revolves around a cake with carrots in it?
It's not your birthday. It's his birthday.
Right. It shows me that he doesn't know what he's doing.
Vrabel doesn't know what he's doing. He's got like 10 catches as a linebacker in the NFL, and they're all touchdowns. I think he knew what he was doing, but it's obvious that
he was lucky on everything because the guy's choosing carrot cake as a birthday cake. Again, carrot cake has its time and its place, but it ain't a birthday.
Carrot cake is for all seasons, if you ask me.
I disagree. Cookie cake is, by the way, the correct answer for birthday.
Cookie cake is not a cookie. It's not a cake. It's a cookie. It's a giant cookie. You're just sharing a cookie with friends.
It literally has cake in the title. It literally says cake.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is on you, though, Hawk, for hoping Cunha would agree with you on carrot cake. Like, if there was anybody who was going to agree with Mike Vrabel on carrot cake, it was going to be Mike Cunha.
I like carrot cake. I happen to love a cream cheese frosting, so I like carrot cake. But yeah. Not for a birthday celebration. You don't put a candle in a carrot cake.
First of all, you don't do the cream cheese frosting unless you're feeling a little feisty, right? It's that cheat day type of thing.
To be quite honest, the only good thing about carrot cake is the cream cheese frosting.
No.
Nobody wants that crappy cake with
no.
a carrot.
Oh God. I'm here to die on the hill that all baked goods like my zucchini muffins should have some sort of vegetable in them.
Oh, for the love of God. I mean, honestly, just the worst. We're gonna let you go on that note because I can't.
Why not? A little squash chocolate chip cookie? Can we make that happen?
See, if you're going to say that a cookie cake isn't an actual cake, it's just a cookie, I'm going to tell you that anything with squash is not a cookie, period. You can call it whatever you want. If it's got squash in it, it's not a cookie.
I mean, we can agree to disagree, but a cookie cake is just a giant cookie. You just got lazy and didn't want to pull out the cookie cutter. Someone did that and thought, yeah, I'm inventing something incredible
because a cookie, it's like, no, a cookie cake is like 18 inches around and it's got frosting on it and it spells out happy birthday. Like,
but if you put
frosting on it, it's a birthday celebration.
So if I buy a giant cookie from Mrs. Field, you know, like one of those that fit in the palm of your hand, like a big cookie, and I put frosting on it, it's a cake?
No. Is a cupcake a birthday cake?
It's more cake than a cookie.
To Cunha's point, Hawk, like a cookie cake is just a cookie. Like, I know what cake is. I know what cake is. You look at a carrot cake, you could tell that's a slice of cake. But a cookie cake is just a giant cookie. It's just the same ingredients.
Again, I'll give you the cupcake example, though. So the cupcake is a birthday cake? It's a cupcake.
The cup is the unit in which it's measured because it's cup size. You're only calling a cookie cake a cake because you have to attack it with a knife because of how big it is. That's the only reason.
Well, I mean, Solana's saying that it fits in the palm of your hand and it's a cake.
I'm just saying because you made the point that if you put frosting on it, it's got to be a cake. And I'm saying that's just not true, because you can buy anything and put frosting on it. Doesn't make it a cake. And by the way, anybody who eats a piece of cookie cake with a fork and knife, they're just pretending to be classy. Like, eat it how it's meant to be eaten.
But at Publix, you can buy a slice of cookie cake. Like, you can get just a slice of cookie cake.
So you're buying
go somewhere and buy a slice of cookie. That's ridiculous. You would only buy a slice of cookie cake.
Is ice cream cake a cake, or is it ice cream?
It's terrible, whatever it is.
It's just ice cream formed into a brick. That's all it is.
No, that's ridiculous.
I'm with you.
It melts and it's gone. That's it.
Let's put some crunchies in it. Now all the kids will love it. Oh, okay. Now
you're 45
years old.
I
love ice cream cake. Okay, well, you're an idiot. I mean, I'm speaking, metaphorically, not to you exactly. Mike Cugno, watch him Saturday on CBS4, prowling the sidelines. Goldie and Kim Bokamp are on the call, and Cugno on the sidelines. Excellent broadcast. You did a great job preseason game one. Looking forward to game two.
All right. Love you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.